So much then for my 3 points. So much for the relation of the order to the rest of the Buddhist world. Though issues already dealt with have not been touched on, in this paper I have covered a good deal of ground. We saw that since I spoke on the history of my going for refuge 8 years ago, the order has grown not only numerically, but in collective maturity and experience, while the FWBO's activities have expanded and diversified. I have therefore been able to hand on many of my responsibilities as founder and head of the order, and hope soon to have handed them all on. In connection with what I called the principle of ecumenicity, we saw that instead of one Buddhist world, there are a number of sectarian Buddhist worlds, and that for all practical purposes, the order has separate relations with the Theravada, the Jodo Shinshu, Zen, and Tibetan Buddhism. Each of these schools has its own general characteristics and its own scriptures, from all of which we in the order derive inspiration and guidance. We also saw, in connection with this principle, that during the last 50 years, the portion of the earth's surface traditionally covered by Buddhism has shrunk dramatically, so that despite important accessions in India and the West, Buddhism was now the smallest, and in certain respects, the least influential of the three great world religions. The principle of orthodoxy enabled me, incidentally, to connect my earlier with my later teaching. An orthodox Buddhist, we saw, was one for whom going for refuge was primary, observance of the precepts and practice of meditation, etc., secondary, and lifestyle, tertiary. The Theravada was not orthodox because of its emphasis on monasticism, the Jodo Shinshu because of its emphasis on the laical lifestyle, Zen because of its emphasis on meditation, and Tibetan Buddhism because of its emphasis on tantric initiation. Nonetheless, as we also saw, all these schools were based on scriptures and other works in which the centrality of the act of going for refuge is made sufficiently clear. In connection with the principle of personal contact, we saw that those of us who have the responsibility for liaising with other Buddhist groups do so in our capacity as individuals, and that while our deepest friendships may be with those who, like us, go for refuge to the Three Jewels, in principle, we extend the hand of fellowship to all. I also had 3 points for order members relating to the rest of the Buddhist world. Do not allow yourself to be put in a false position. Look for the deepest common ground and do not be misled by labels. These points having been made, I have now finished sharing with you my current thinking about the relation of the order to the rest of the Buddhist world. The promise of 8 years ago has been redeemed.